exclaim and proclaim the fire of God in your midst, says the Spirit of grace. For as it was on the day of Pentecost when I baptized them, but understand this, the flame that came upon them was not a flicker, but it was an all-consuming fire that absolutely consumed them, says the Spirit of grace. For this is my desire for my house, and this you will see in these days. Claim it now, expect it now. Now is your visitation, says the Spirit of grace. That the all-consuming fire would come in your midst, and the power of God would rush in as a great and mighty wind, says the Spirit of the Lord. For I desire to do great and mighty things in your midst, and very, very methodically begin to work out all the issues and the fine-tuned things of your life, says the Spirit of the Lord. I'll bring forth an army that is healed, says the Spirit of the Lord. It's not my desire nor my vision to have a crippled army. But I say unto you, be encouraged that nothing that seems to stand in your way today is scheduled to stay. But on this path, if you continue to walk, all these things will not only diminish, they will be completely, completely destroyed and taken out of your life. I see my army standing without infirmity. I see my army standing without fear. I see my army standing without the grips of fear or anxiety in their life, says the Spirit of the Lord. Stand up strong. Proclaim in these hours and in these days against everything that the enemy is pushing to throw in your way and divert you from staying on the path and the laser focus of spiritual things, says the Spirit of grace. Know this and see this vision, that an all-consuming fire is scheduled for this place, and every place like it that claims the fire has come, says the Spirit of God. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up in the Spirit and proclaim the fire of God has come, and the glory has come, and an all-consuming fire has come, says the Spirit of the Lord. This is your inheritance. This is the place of consumption of all the things that have come to try you, says the Spirit of grace. Stand in this place. Stand in this place and absolutely proclaim, this is yours for now and forever, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Would you lift your hands and thank him that his fire is now and it rests in this place and wherever you're at, his consuming fire. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Your consuming fire. We exalt you, Jesus. It burns up sickness. It burns up cancer. It burns up anxieties and fears and demonic oppression. Hallelujah, Jesus. Makalasora kenese dirieta. Mondele karasola kenese dirieta la. Brondele karasala kenese dirieta. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mando Coroso. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Jesus. Worship you. Gifts of Spirit. Gifts of Holy Spirit. Every service. Every service. Every service. Every service. Every service. faith miracles, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation, prophecy, words of wisdom and knowledge, visions in the house, dreams, angels. We are a peculiar people. We are a peculiar people. We don't have to explain ourselves logically to the church world. Signs and wonders accompanying us every moment, every day. We're signs people. We're signs and wonders people. We're supernatural people. We make no judgments of ourselves. We see in the spirit realm more than we see in the natural. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Demons have to go. Demons have to go. Stay in the spirit and worship God. There's more in the spirit, says the Spirit of Grace, than my church understands. And much has been disintegrated by the natural, and because of it, that my church hasn't seen the power. So much is contributed to the natural, equivocated into the natural. Demons are hiding behind reasonings. But I'm asking my church to raise up as spiritual beings and begin to speak to things as personalities. Mahalo soto. Fear in anyone's life. Mahele odia seke diete. Onda kerese, that's hearing this right now. It's a personality. Phobias, anxieties. When I say it's a personality, there's a natural fear of not stepping out in front of a semi truck. It's out in, that's going down the road. You don't do that. You know that's a fear that's natural. But there's anxieties in the church. Mahalo sokarese. I can even see, yes, sir. I can see things in the body right now. And I say, what did you say to you, sir? A little bit different for me, but I've been asking for it, and I'm not even pushing for it, so I'm going to receive it. So I see tentacles or things in the body, like a hand reaching in there, a dark hand, causing affliction. So I'm not going to be demonstrative and make a big show. I'm just saying there's those out there listening and even in here. That right now, I speak to the demon forces. The person's not evil. But I speak to those spirits of infirmity and spirits of anxiety. You come out, you come off. Whether you're reaching, whether you're inside as in touching the internal organs, if you've got a finger in there, or just sitting on the shoulder, affecting the mind and emotions, right now in the name of Jesus, I pull that out and I pull that off. And we together, the body of Christ, in Jesus' name, I command it right now. Right now, go in Jesus' name. You foul spirits. Know this. Says the Spirit of grace, that not always, but sometimes, infirmities in the body, as my word proves, are attached to demonic forces. And when you're dealing whether with someone or something that is a fight of your own, ask of me, says the Spirit of grace, to open your eyes and see into the spirit realm. And I'll show you. I'll show you as I showed him. So that through discerning of spirits, come to this place where you know my voice, so that I can use you as an army, so that you discern, whether it's just a physical infirmity or a physical infirmity attached to a spirit. Because know this, that if it is a spirit, prayer just against the infirmity won't entirely work until the spirit is gone, says the Spirit of grace. I'm asking my church to grow up, to go to another level of spirituality, and to think like spiritual beings, which you are. And look into the spirit realm. Look into the spirit realm. You're citizens in two places. You have an earthly citizenship, and you have a heavenly citizenship. Learn to work in both of them, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Well, praise the name of the Lord. Let's believe for Sunday to be an incredible day of power and glory and presence, people being baptized in the Holy Spirit, and healings, ministry, miracles. Please, I don't know. I know everybody gets busy, and I'm believing you have your own personal prayer life. Ask the Holy Spirit to remind you to pray for our services, to pray that the glory of God comes in here. Pray for Pastor Jim's services also. You know, just these epicenters we need. And prayer, it's not, I've tried to get this across, and hopefully I have, and I'm not saying that you're dull of hearing. I'm just saying it means a lot. It means a lot. I don't care how much I fast and pray as the head elder. It means a lot if you pray for the services. It doesn't. You bring an anointing, or you can pray in an anointing. And please pray for your pastor. I'm not asking prayer because I'm in a desperate place. I'm in a desperate place to go to the next level. And you guys can, somebody said, well, that's between you and the Lord. No, it's, Paul asks for prayer all the time. And prayer helps. It really does. And I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, well, you are. No. You can be baptized and not full. I want to be Stephen full. When somebody looks at me, I want them to see Jesus. They said they looked at Stephen and his face radiated as if they were looking at an angel because of the presence, the fullness of God. I've been baptized for 40 years. I want to be full. I mean full of the Holy Ghost. That's a difference. There's a big difference between being baptized and being full. So I want to stay full. Pray for me, please. Because he's asking me as well as he's asking all of you. I'm not somebody special, but he's asking us all. But he's really been asking me to come up. And so In just a moment, we're going to pass out Sunday's, you know, Sunday at the end of it, we did some confessions. I'm going to hand these out to you. We're not really going to go over them tonight. We don't have time to go over them. I may read through it myself, and you can just listen. But let's go ahead and pass those out if we can. That's there's a short confessions, and they're for the 2024 election confessions. Hallelujah. Now let me just talk to you for just a minute, as if I wasn't already. I believe you go to this church or you're tuned in because you believe that we together, not me myself, but we together are following the direction of the Holy Spirit. You obviously have seen that a lot of the messages in recent days have been on current times and things that are going on. We haven't lost our direction. We haven't got subverted in another direction. We haven't lost our pinpoint laser focus, although we have to continually trust the Lord to keep us there. But all I know is that as I spend my time, I'm not in charge. I just work here. And if anything, I've added to that intimacy portion, or he's added to that intimacy portion of my day. So that coming away. So it's not like I'm just studying all these things to talk to you about elections and current affairs and all those things. After he spends time with me, and I spend time in his word, and he wants us to be prepared and do what we're supposed to do currently as intercessors. Okay? The sons of Issachar, when one of the tribes of Israel is Issachar. When you know, we've read this before, and I'll just make reference to it. When David was coronated king, all the tribes came with their talents and their armies, and it was a showcase of muscle. You know, this tribe can do this, and that tribe can do that. And they offered their allegiance. They crowned David and anointed him as king, and they pledged their allegiance to David and said, you know, we're going to follow you. And, you know, there was different, you know, the different things that everybody could do. And it was all had things to do with military might. But one of the amazing parts was their tribe called Issachar. And Issachar were the sons of Issachar. It said they came and offered, they were men of understanding. They understood the times. And that's an incredible attribute. Because if you don't understand the times, you can miss the time. And I don't want to be, you know, I know we've all been this way, and we've heard other Christians say, man, I wish I'd have done more when I had the chance. Well, this is our chance. I mean, even if, and I'm saying we win, but if we didn't, I don't want to be like, you know, we should have done more. If we'd have just done more. No, let's do it now. Let's be sons of Issachar and understand the time in which we live. We're in a crucial time. We're in a time that's something. Now, we know, spiritually speaking, something's going to happen. We call it revival. But the nation itself, and I don't want to get too far into this, the nation itself is coming to a place of critical mass. It's unsustainable where we're headed. Lincoln wrote just a few years before the Civil War and said, we're headed to something that cannot be stopped. It's unsustainable, the division that's in our nation. And of course, we know what that was. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not going there right now. But the world's messed up. America's messed up. The church, much of the church has gone woke, so woke. You know, I haven't watched any of the Olympics. They
just when they blasphemed God the other night with the, I can't stomach. And of course now, I guess yesterday they had a man who is a transgender in a ring beating up on a woman just because he says, "I'm a woman." That's so perverted. And somebody's going to get killed. There's no way a 160-pound man, against 100, even if her body weight is the same, he has 10 times the amount of punching power. 10 times. Somebody's going to get killed, but they don't care because the world is so woke. We're living in troublesome times, but revival is coming. Hallelujah. Man, I don't know if you watched these or watched online, but it was apropos for us to watch these six last teachings of Pastor Jim, because my God, what is happening now, because he talked about and shared, and I won't go into all of it, of what that end time battle is going to be about, and Islam versus Christianity. Why do you think that they picked on, with the Last Supper at the Olympics, Christianity? Why didn't they do an Islamic scene or something? It's because it's what? Yeah, they'd cut their heads off. It's because we have the truth, and we want those people to be saved too. But it's an end time war with 2.2 billion Christians on the planet, so-called, claiming that that's their religion, against the second religion is 1.8 billion Islamics. So that's 1 and 2. Three is what? Hinduism, and then 4 is Buddhism, yeah. But there's a war out there, a spiritual war, an absolute spiritual war, and we have to pray and stay focused, and hallelujah, hallelujah. So, by the way, we're talking about wars and rumors of wars being end time. 2 days ago or 3 days ago, Hezbollah sent a rocket from Lebanon into Israel, killing on a playground 12 children, kids. But amazing, today, July 31st, the Hamas architect, the leader, the head man, he was in Iran, and nobody's taking credit for it, but you know who was behind it. A rocket went right into where he's at and took him out. On the same day, the Hezbollah leader that obviously orchestrated the firing the rockets from Lebanon, the same day a rocket went into his place of residency or wherever he's at. Why are you telling us these things? I'm telling you, the world is about to erupt. But where it's at is it's prime for a great outpouring, an absolute great outpouring. And we're right in the middle of it. We're right in the middle of it. Are you still with me? We're going to watch something in just a few moments that I know is for us to, some of you, I've sent it out Monday and you already watched it. And I don't ever, I listen often to Dutch Sheets, but but I hardly ever listen to his brother, Tim Sheets, which is his older brother. And the Holy Spirit just absolutely took my attention Monday through a supernatural means. Nobody sent it to me. He had a message from this past Sunday, and we're going to listen to that. But before we do, And I don't have the time because I think it's close to, it'll be most of the rest of the service. You have these election confessions, right? And they're really, this is something the Lord gave me Sunday in the message. And it's the 2024. It just starts out like this. Those of you that are watching, you know, I could do it in 2 minutes, but I probably won't. But Father, we thank you that according to your word, we take the privilege of binding and loosing principalities and powers and all demonic forces. Therefore, we speak directly to all demonic powers that have been set over November's presidential election. We declare that you are bound in your influence over the minds of people in their voting choices. And then we give scriptures and we go on and say some things here, and it's very, very good. Now, you've got this, everybody in here has got this to take home, put in the leaf of your Bible. But I'd ask you to do something else, really. And those of you that are watching online, Candy just had this put on the face page or the home screen of our website. So you can go there now, and just underneath, I think it's discipleship training, it's on there. And I'm asking you, because I could have just read the rest of this and it would only take me a minute. So maybe 2 minutes to do this. The Lord, I know he asked me to ask you to once a day, I mean, you've got 2 minutes, right? Once a day until the election to do this, to speak this out. And one way too, my phone's over there. But anyway, the other way too to help you to do this, because you won't have that sheet around where you're at. You're going to be sitting in a parking lot somewhere waiting for your wife to come out of the grocery store or out of a dress shop or something. What you want to do is, and I did this today, you want to go to our website. I hope you have Family Prayer Center on your home screen. I hope you do. But what you want to do is you want to go there and pull that up, and then just transfer that over, that confession sheet, to your home screen. And I've got it. I can just confess it, and it'll take me 2 minutes or 3 minutes. But please, don't do it now, or maybe you're home. Transfer this over to your home screen. So, or whatever's easiest for you, but don't just rely on that paper, because you're not going to have that paper with you. Put it on your iPhone or whatever kind of smart device you have. Okay? Thank you. And please, let's do this together as a church for the next 3 months. That's all we've got, is just a little bit of time. So we're going to watch something because it went along so much with Sunday's message. And at the end of it, we're going to stand and make some affirmations and confessions with Tim Sheets. Now, this is a wonderful man of God. I sent this out to some of my elders, and I sent it to Homer, and we all just confirmed it in the spirit. It was a really good thing. And so I'm going to ask you to listen, and at the end, join in, because it's current, and it's the mind of Christ for where we're at today. Amen. God bless. I hope you enjoy. Stay with us. And if you've heard this already, I'm hearing this now for the second time, but I'll get more out of it the second time. God bless.
2 weeks ago, I began giving you some prophetic words Holy Spirit has given me the last few years, particularly since COVID. They are words that are right now, even this day, unfolding. They are words that are due. They are words in their moment. They are words at full term. And we saw when we discerned that, we are then to begin praying birthing type prayers and binding type prayers against any of the enemy strategies to delay. We bind delay. When the ecclesia discerns, it's time for promises, for dreams, for visions, for prophecies to happen. It must then travail for them. Travail, like the prophet Elijah, who after 3.5 years of drought, God told Elijah, it's time now for rain. I want you to tell King Ahab that it's time for rain. And Elijah did declare that to Ahab. And then he went to a mountaintop and he began to pray birthing prayers. He prayed seven times, kneeling in the way Israeli women assumed when giving birth. He prayed seven times, birthing prayers, travailing prayers, pushing prayers. It was due, but it was time to push. The water had broken on a spiritual promise, and it was time for delivery. Push now. There are prophetic words in their moment right now. The contractions have begun. You can feel them. And it's time for the prayer push. And Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, I want you to go back to prophetic words that I have given you. And I want you to begin to pray now to those words. They are strategies that need to be implemented right now. Go back and declare now to them. Please remember, prophetic words or prophetic promises of Scripture are not automatic. They are conditional to our response. They are conditional to the faith that we release. We must agree and we must decree. We must speak our faith. In other words, we pray them to pass when they're in their moment. Holy Spirit said a couple of weeks ago, again, just in quick review, he said, move into now consciousness. We must think now where the promises of God are concerned. We must act on them now and speak. Now be. Now become. Now manifest. Now be born. Live in the fresh breath of the Holy Spirit. Come to pass as the Lord has said. As Abraham, who received the promise that he was going to have a son. He and Sarah would have a son. 25 years he stewarded that promise, never giving up on it. Tempted to on a time occasion. 25 years he stewarded that word. You will have a son. You and Sarah will. But after 25 years, he shifted into now. And he shifted his prayer into now. He shifted his prayer in such a way that he began to call things that be not as though they were. And he began to pray prayers like this. Isaac, you have been promised for 25 years. But now he prays, come here, Isaac. It's now your time. It's now the time for you to be born. Come here, Isaac. Come here now. Come here now. Come here now. And what was not became now. There are many of those promises, those prophetic words now in their moment. And Holy Spirit is calling us to engage with those words now. Since we have begun to do this, an aspect of this supernatural era, the most supernatural era that Holy Spirit has ever led, that's what he said to us, this will be the most supernatural era. Think about that for a moment. This is the most supernatural era he has ever led. That would be greater than the Exodus with all of its supernatural events. What miracles were seen then? The Red Sea. Manna daily for millions of people. Quail by the millions to feed all those millions of people. Moses striking a granite wall and a river coming forth to quench the thirst of a million people plus their livestock, their horses, their camels, their donkeys. Greater in numbers than all the miracles that occurred at Christ's birth. Though his supernatural birth on the earth is greater than all of the miracles in the Exodus put together. Holy Spirit has said, there will now be more signs, wonders, miracles, and healings in this era than any other era. He has said the greatest harvest of souls ever will occur in this era. Think what has not been will now be. Think that way. What has not been will now be. The greatest revival ever. What has not been will now be. The greatest outpouring of power ever. Also, Holy Spirit prophesied to us that an amazing aspect of this era will be things will accelerate. The times will accelerate. Change will accelerate. Promises made will accelerate to fullness. Prophetic words will accelerate to fulfillment. Think about, discern the acceleration of change just the last month. And recognize Holy Spirit's work. I mean, an assassination attempt on a president 2 weeks ago seems almost like 2 months ago. So much has happened. Change is accelerating, as he said. A Republican National Convention provided possibilities for great change while a palace coup removed a sitting president from running for office again, and while suddenly the world saw a dangerous lie exposed, perhaps even traitorous. We'll see. One of the greatest cover-ups in America's history has now been revealed. I don't know how many times he had me to declare the cover-ups will be revealed. Just as Holy Spirit said, he said, I will pull the cover off. I'll pull the rug off of the cover-ups, and it will become their burial shroud. Suddenly, the Antichrist agenda and those leading them are scrambling. Confusion abounds as Baals, politicians, and media rush to rebrand evil strategies and seek their new puppet. The shaking is happening. I don't know how many emails we got. When is this going to happen? When is the shaking going to happen? I don't see anything happening. It's happening, and it will accelerate. It's not over. It's not near over. The lies will come fast and furious now. The weavers of deceit will spin their narrative, their waves, their webs of lies over and over and over, hoping Churchill was right. Lie enough, they'll believe it. But don't be deceived. Don't fear. Because as this happens, the promise is Jesus moves to center stage. His kingdom accelerates, and it is. Suddenly, divine interventions occur from assassin bullets. America talks about a miracle only God could do. The grace of God is championed. Angel protection is talked about. God's providence over the nation is talked about. And millions of people gave God thanks. Change is now possible as God's people pray. If they pray, if my people pray, if they pray, if they speak God's word boldly, if they vote aligned with God's word, seismic change accelerates. If they pray birth prayers, promises will be delivered. What has not been will now be. And now Holy Spirit is saying, I want you to pray what I've promised you. Pray prophetic words. Ecclesia, pray birthing prayers to prophetic words. Declare now to them. Speak your faith. Come here. Pray for change to accelerate quickly. Declare, change be now, promises be. Come here, new leaders. Come here, a new breed of leaders that have God's heart. Come here, justice. Come here, deliverance. Come here, miracles. Come here, healings like has never been seen before. Come here, wonders. Change. Come here now. Outpourings of Holy Spirit's power, come here. Angel armies, come and assist now. Here's another prophetic word that is happening right now. And I'm hearing Holy Spirit say this to me. Pray now to this, pray now to this, pray now to this. It's occupied me for a couple of weeks now. Pray now to this, pray now to this. In September 2022, I was in my prayer time, and that particular month, I had been praying the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:9. As I began my prayer time, I began with the Lord's Prayer. Holy Spirit had said to me before that month began, I want you to contend for promises that I've given to you to activate. I want you to contend for them. Battle for strategic promises to be seen using your spiritual weapons. I want you to do this. I had been doing this for approximately 3 weeks or so, but on this particular day, I became very much more emphatic about it, and I began to decree the Lord's Prayer very, very boldly. My Father, my Father, my Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. And for some reason at that point, I began to expand it a bit, and I began to amplify it, saying, your kingdom come and keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. Come, kingdom, come. Your kingdom come in greater measure. Come in greater measure at the Oasis. Come in greater measure in the earth realm. Come in greater measure in this state, in our nation, and in our world. I expanded it. Your will be done in my life, in this region, in the Oasis, in the nations of the world, in America, on the earth as heaven. Merge heaven with earth. Merge heaven with earth. Come, kingdom, merge heaven with earth. And it became a prophetic word that I would give a few weeks later on the merge of heaven with earth. Give me today, daily bread, daily provision, Lord, daily provision for the ecclesia, daily provision for the people of God, supernatural provision. Forgive me my trespasses and sins as I forgive those who trespass against me. I will hold nothing against no one, Lord. I let everybody go. Lead me not to temptation. Keep me from the lusts of the flesh, the pride of life, and any desire that is against you and your word. And then I said, and deliver me from evil, the evil one and his evil ones. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. When I said, deliver me from evil, the evil one and his evil ones, I was suddenly caught up in the spirit, and I was given a prophetic vision that I believe, I know, it is now in its moment. Much of it has already begun to happen, and we are being told by Holy Spirit, you declare this now, birth it now, contend for it now, stand for it, push, deliver this word, ecclesia. This happened without any lead up to it at all. I was just suddenly caught up. When I decreed what King Jesus said to decree and amplified it saying, deliver us from evil and the evil ones, I was instantly in the spirit. And that is a real realm. It's not imaginary. The scriptures teach it's more real than this one. I certainly wasn't expecting anything like this. I didn't ask for it. I never ask for it. I'm open to it, but I don't seek visions. I seek the presence of the Lord, and I seek revelation from His Word. And also, I continually, every day, sometimes several times a day, I will ask, Holy Spirit, what is King Jesus saying to His church? Jesus said for us to hear what you are saying. He says, I'm listening. And sometimes He gives me that revelation in a vision. This happened suddenly, and I was caught up in the spirit realm, and a very bold anointing came over me. And I heard Holy Spirit as clear as could be. Holy Spirit said these words, the strings burn first. The strings, plural, the strings will burn first. And I thought, what strings? He was obviously saying it in such a way that He had my attention. Why would you start like that? No explanation. Just clearly those words, the strings burn first. And I began to pray about it in the spirit, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, not a long time, but I just started praying in the Holy Spirit, thinking the strings burn first. The strings burn first. What's that about? What's this about? And then after 3 or 4 minutes of praying in the Holy Spirit, I could clearly hear, I clearly heard a whistle, like a referee's whistle or a police whistle. I don't talk about these kinds of things very often because they are personal ways Holy Spirit speaks to me, so I don't talk about them much unless it's needed or important. But also, I don't talk about it much because people think you're crazy. And I'm not crazy. But how do you defend yourself saying I'm not crazy? I don't know how to explain some things. I don't. But Holy Spirit will use things to communicate to me that sound unusual in the natural, to the natural mind, but as I ponder it, He gives me understanding. I think sometimes He does that to make sure I will press in to hear what He's saying. It kind of grabs hold of your attention. And I begin to press in, though I may not know, He will talk to me. In the spirit, not the natural realm, I heard a whistle, which has meant to me, stop. It has meant to me, pay attention. A rule has been broken. And a foul is being called with a penalty attached. The game is paused as a consequence brings correction to the game. Like a referee's whistle. Whistle means when used by a police person, come to attention. Or stop, look and listen. We're directing the traffic different here. Pay attention. A different pattern flow is coming from what has been. It's different. Or perhaps you can't go this way because there's a wreck. There's danger. There's detour. Follow the detour signs to get where you want to go. There have been a few times in my life over the years, not many, but a few, when I have heard a whistle in the spirit realm and I knew, be alert, pay attention, danger, a different direction is needed to get you where you're wanting to go. The most recent for me was when the jury reached a verdict at former President Trump's trial in New York. I began to hear a whistle in the spirit when that verdict came down, and I heard that whistle off and on for 4 days as the drama unfolded. And I knew Holy Spirit was calling a foul, that as the ecclesia prayed against injustice, a foul was being called. It was a foul with a penalty. It was a violation with consequences. Holy Spirit was signaling a correction's coming. I'm going to correct something. He would be causing a change in direction because a wreck had occurred that brought danger. He was going to pause things and bring correction. In other words, this would be a game changer, and Holy Spirit would referee the change. That's how I interpreted that particular moment, that verdict that day. When I heard the whistle in the spirit, for me, I knew Holy Spirit was saying, pay attention, I'm bringing correction. I didn't know what all that was about. I didn't know what the penalty might be, just that there was going to be one. But I knew Holy Spirit was alerting me, you start praying for correction, start decreeing correction. Pray for change, decree this to stop. Pray for course correction from a bad wreck, detour from a bad wreck. Whistles have meanings for me. They prophesy to me as I pay attention. And obviously, a course change has happened. A major one. One on the day of that verdict, we did not see coming, but a verdict in the spirit realm came down. And the penalty was a prominent player fouled out. A substitute would have to enter the game. I heard Holy Spirit say, the strings burn first, then the whistle. Then in this vision, I was standing by a huge campfire, a bonfire. And I was dropping pieces of string into the fire. And of course, the pieces of string were being burned up. They were consumed, incinerated. And I must have dropped 15 or 20 pieces of string into the fire, and they're all incinerated. And then in this vision, the scene shifted from the campfire, and I begin to see a cast of marionettes on the stage, puppets on the stage. Pinocchio was in the center of the stage. I could see his very, very long nose. But other puppets were there as well. And they were all, the puppets were attached to strings, the strings of their handlers. The puppets were interchangeable. And the puppet masters were manipulating the different puppets with the strings. Sometimes all of them, sometimes just one, and they would interchange. And they would, the puppet masters would manipulate with the strings. And the puppets were doing this very weird type of dancing. It was almost like they were convulsing. And they were contorting to what I knew was demon music, the music of Baal. The look on the puppets' faces was trance-like. Just a stare. Like they were drugged. And they were being manipulated by the handlers. Then I heard Holy Spirit say once again, the strings burn first. But this time he added, the handlers will be exposed and lose their control. This is 2 years ago. He said, the puppets will experience my fire, and they will no longer dance to Baal. Many of you were here 2 years ago when I gave this prophetic word. It's clearly in its moment. It's happening right now. I've prayed about this vision quite a bit, and I believe we have entered a divinely planned moment whereby the ecclesia, if the ecclesia, will pray it, will decree it, and make a bold stand of faith, the fire of the Lord will come against those pulling the strings on government puppets of evil. Fire represents, of course, judgment, destruction, or ruin in this context. The handlers behind the scenes will be seen, Holy Spirit said. They're going to be exposed. In other words, we're going to know their names. Holy Spirit is about to bring out the names. Their connection to the puppets will be dealt with. Their controlling strings will be broken, consumed by the fiery power of the living God. Fire's coming to destroy the influence of those behind the evil puppets. Controllers in the natural realm and in the spirit realm, the controlling demons in the spirit realm will lose their control, Holy Spirit said. We are now in a time when puppets in government, local, state, national, can be removed to make way for those who will go God's way, those who are refusing to be controlled by evil, refusing to be controlled by demon handlers. Something is now coming. Not sure exactly what it is. Don't need to know. Something is now coming to break their control, to break the connection. All of what Holy Spirit said is happening. This is going to happen. Something is coming to break the control of the handlers of the marionettes, the puppets. Pinocchio and his cast of puppets will no longer dance to Baal. God's clearly had enough, and Holy Spirit is calling to his ecclesia, rule against the evil, bind it. Make your stand, use your faith as the shaking intensifies, because the shaking is meant to uproot the systems of evil. The shaking will be very intense. Don't get shook. It will uproot the evil. But again, this prophetic word, the ecclesia must come into agreement with this awesome promise. That's our assignment. We've got to pray it. We've got to decree it. It's not an automatic thing. If my people pray, we must fuel the angel armies, assisting this with our faith decrees. They will hear the word of the Lord that we decree. They'll assist on that basis. We must use the keys of authority and declare, strings break, and break now. Handlers, be exposed, and be exposed now. Your influence be absolutely destroyed by the power of the living God. Puppets of evil, be bound in Jesus' name. We forbid your rule. We forbid your shadow government of oppression. We forbid your shadow government of evil. We close the door to your influence now. We lock them and we unlock the doors for God's leaders who will promote his ways to come to power in this earth. We declare evil the evil one, and his evil ones will no longer dance to Baal. They will no longer dance in our streets. They will no longer dance at the White House. They will no longer dance in Congress. The people of God must vote for God and his ways. Caring people must engage against evil ideologies. If they do not, then we lose the nation. But I believe something's been happening, and a people engaged is rising up. We must seize the opportunity and contend for the promise of God to come and do it now. Now. We have seen over and over and over that we cannot live in freedom individually. Our children can't be free. They will be indoctrinated with demon lies under the oppressors or under the oppression of hell's puppets. That's what's going to happen. The church can't be free to do its assignment under the oppression of the puppets. America will not be free. Our rights will not be upheld. Our schools will not teach our values unless the puppets and their handlers are dealt with. We must contend for the promises Holy Spirit has given to us. And we must do so now. God needs America to accomplish his plans in the world. And he's not done with us. And that is a part of this supernatural era. Holy Spirit has prepared a true ecclesia. And this has taken years now. But now he has prepared a true ecclesia. I'm talking about a true church. He's prepared an ecclesia that will say, hell's not taking this nation. Not going to happen. America will be saved. The atmosphere for the heirs to flourish, for our children to flourish, for the ecclesia to flourish, is being provided for by the Holy Spirit. He's provided an ecclesia that will look hell in the face and say, you will not stop us. You will not have this nation. You won't do it. We will make our stand, and the shaking will continue against evil root systems. God's word, His Holy Spirit, his angel armies, citizens who follow his ways, the power of God himself, will uproot your systems. Holy Spirit says to us, you can have what I said you can have if you all rise now, exercise your faith, engage this moment, and declare what I say. And so again today, I know Holy Spirit is saying, you pray this word, and you pray it now. You bring it into this moment. Birthing prayers are now required. Do it. I feel the unction of the Holy Spirit on this. I have for days. Singers come and we're going to do it. I want you to engage your faith with mine. You say, this is unusual. Well, we're not living in usual times. But really, it's not unusual to pray what God says. That's pretty usual. But I'm going to engage us in this moment. I know there are thousands of angels that are attending this prayer. I know that. Multiple divisions are. Holy Spirit has them here. Holy Spirit is watching to see what is being released by the ecclesia and the partnership that is being called for. And I understand it's not just the people seated here. It's hundreds, well, it's thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands. Some of these decrees that we do will have over 500,000 people. This one might be one of them. But he's listening. And he says, will you do it now? I want to do this now. You are in a moment I prepared. I want to ask you to engage your faith with me. Be focused. Maybe you didn't hear the whistle like I heard. Understand that. But you can hear in my words and what I've said, the message of the Holy Spirit to you. Pay attention. Say what I say. You're in a divine moment. Not just here, but across the nation and world. Listen and declare what I have said. Would you stand as we move into this moment? Holy Spirit, we stand today having listened to your word, a word of a couple of years back, but one that you've been organizing, connecting, and bringing to a moment. We stand in that moment today, and we approach the altars of heaven. We come to the throne of grace and we pray your word. We believe your word never fails. We know the Godhead is watching over this word to perform it. We know that if we pray, it doesn't return void. In the name of our King, we contend for this promise to come to pass now. In Jesus' name, this Sunday, July 28, 2024, accelerate. Accelerate through the nation. Accelerate through Washington, D.C. Accelerate through Congress. Accelerate through the nations. We battle for this word with the weapons of our warfare. That are not flesh and blood, but they're mighty through our God. And they will tear down this stronghold of Baal. You never lie. You gave these promises to us because you want them revealed at this moment. We raise our faith and declare now. Now exist, now be, now manifest. This word go forth and produce. We bind any strategy of hell. No weapon you form against us will succeed. You may rise. You may give your futile message at the Olympics, but you will fall and you will fail. You are the forever loser. Forever loser. Holy Spirit, we believe you are calling foul and bringing penalties. Accelerate it. You're refereeing a change in things, and you're administering consequences. Accelerate them. We say yes. Do so now. May we see some of it even this day, this week, this month, this year. Move us from the wrecks. Provide the detour. Bring justice. Bring justice, bring justice. We're hearing your warning and we choose your will. Correction. Correction, come now. Come now, correction. Come now, justice. Come now, correction. Come now, justice. Come now. We ask you, Holy God, expose the handlers. Reveal them. Bring them out of the shadow government. We decree your strings of connectedness will break and they will burn. All connections be destroyed. Flesh connections. Demon connections. Principalities and power connections. The ecclesia comes into agreement with your word. The puppets will collapse on the stage. Their demonic dance to Baal's music will end as the strings controlling them are severed. Puppets on the stage of our culture. Puppets on the stage of our government. Collapse before the God of heaven that you have defied. All of the strings controlling you are burning. You will be out of control. Expose the lies of the puppets. Pull the rug off all of them now. Pull the rug off some of them today, Lord. The ecclesia says, now be exposed. Now reveal it. Rule against evil as we declare against evil. As your ecclesia arises and declares what you say, rule against evil, the evil one. And the evil ones. We agree in Jesus' name. The whole cast of marionettes will no longer dance to Baal. Your evil kingdom collapses on the stage of world history. The ecclesia declares in the name of Jesus the King, strings break, strings burn, handlers be exposed, puppets collapse. We forbid your rule over us. We lock all the doors of opportunity to you, and we unlock the doors of opportunity to those who will promote God's ways, His kingdom, His principles. We will live. We will live in freedom individually. The ecclesia decrees our children will live in freedom. And they will not be indoctrinated by demon doctrine in Jesus' name. They will not be. The church, the true church, will not be oppressed by lying puppets. We declare now to what you say it's time for. We declare now to your word. We declare angels hearken to this prayer of God's word today. We declare now. Now we declare our faith. Your word is true. America will be saved. Now. This word accelerates throughout the nation.
Lift it high, Jesus.
you who honors your word above your name even. You watch over it to perform it. The assignments in those words you said, they won't return void. We are expectant people today. We are expectant to see the God of heaven, the King of glory, Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God and angel armies and the ecclesia. Engage and see the mighty hand of God performing exactly what he said. Hallelujah. So we are aligned. This ecclesia is aligned with this word. I believe many other ecclesias will align. And they've got their prophetic understanding as well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stay expectant, stay hope, stay hope-filled, and let your mouth be filled with faith. No matter what they say, no matter what lie is told, say what God says. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You can remain standing, and I'll just bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all everyone that was with us tonight watching. God bless you. Thank you so much for being part of the family. Father, we receive this word and let it continue to be strong in our life as we as the church continue to speak and say what God says. Bless now your people as they go home. Give them rest for their bodies and raise them up strong in the Spirit of the Lord tomorrow. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a gift for the church, there's offering baskets in the back as you leave tonight. God bless you. We will see you Sunday, day of celebration.